We set out at the end of the year to try to evaluate what we did well as a team, what we didn't do well, why were we in the position we were, and how can we improve. So we've had several meetings, you know, kind of in late April there and early May, to try to figure out what's the next step, how are we going to improve. We want to be a better team. We think we did some things very well last year. We wanted to try to allow those to happen again, but focus on the strengths, the weaknesses we had, and strengthen those. So in looking at that, we felt we needed to make the moves that we did, and we came up with a game plan. These are the players we want to target as free agents, but you know, there was also a lot of guys that we thought would help us who we had to trade for. You know, you look at the free agent market, if everybody was a free agent that you thought would help your team, then you could just focus on free agency. Mm-hmm. But we felt there were some players that had contracts and we'd have to trade for. So that's how this all came together. It was all part of a plan. It wasn't willy-nilly, we just go and trade for a guy. We looked at our team, we tried to evaluate the areas of weakness and fill them in, and we're a different team than we were, you know, back in April. I think we're a much better team, but we still have to come together as a team, and the guys have to find their roles now. And when you bring in some new players, it doesn't happen immediately. You got to incorporate the rest of the guys that are held over from last year and have them come together as a unit.
Did you look at this and say, we didn't make the playoffs the last couple of years, got bounced out by Nashville? I'm the general manager. I am responsible.
Of course. That's part of it. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, my job is to bring in players that can make our team better. And in conjunction with our coaches, we have to find guys that can make our team better. And that's why we do this. And my job is, you know, bringing new players into the mix right now, assessing where we're at. And in the season, if we need to make additional moves, then we'll look at that. And our coaches have to take the players that we have now and kind of form them into a mixture that can win games. So I spent a lot of time talking to Jeremy. He's sort of in constant contact since mid-April. We talk all the time. He's in a lot of these meetings talking about players that can help us, and he watched a lot of video. We'd bring up players that are now Blackhawks and some that weren't, and we'd ask him, what do you think? Watch this guy. How could he help us? And sometimes this guy would be perfect fit, and sometimes, like, I don't know if that's the guy. And so we kind of worked together to try to figure out the guys that we're bringing in. He's very familiar with how they've played. He's watched them closely. So, you know, there's still going to be some maneuvering as far as lines that he probably has in his mind right now. These three guys will play together. This is the way it goes all the time. We have great plans in July and August, and then by the end of September, even though you think these guys would be great together, for whatever reason they don't mesh, and then you've got to come up with a new plan. So I think that's what the coaches are working on right now, is they're talking about who could we see playing together, what would their role on our team be, because as a coach, you have to get the players to buy into their role, and it may not be the role that they would draw up for themselves. But the teams that are successful is the players really, they take pride in what they do. If they're a penalty killer or if they play 10 minutes a night, but those are a critical 10 minutes and they believe in their role. You know, not everybody can play 20 minutes a night. There's not enough minutes in a game for that to happen. So the coaches have to get the players to buy into their roles.
But this is a huge transition, not just the players that you brought in, mm-hmm. not the moves that you made in the offseason. Some of these are tailored around a new coach that you brought in. After 10 years of Joel Quenneville, you switched to a guy who had no NHL experiences. So you're building the team not only in your own eyes, but to help this guy. So this has been rather an astounding change over the course of less than a year.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of changes compared to a year ago where we are today. I think we're pushing this forward. I think we've got a reason for optimism. You look at the things we did well. You know, for over half the year, we were playing at 100-point pace. So we certainly want to build on that. And that's our goal, is to be a team that's pushing to be winning the division. It's not going to be easy. Obviously, this is a very tough division in the Central Division. We can't be too focused on what everyone else is doing, because we've got to be good at what we do. And we have had a lot of changes, but I think a lot of them were necessitated by the fact that we weren't winning. So to just keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result wouldn't make a lot of sense either. So we tried to evaluate areas where we think we can be better, and we've got some new coaches as well, some new assistant coaches, new head coaching assistants, new players. So we have to give them time to come together as a group, but I feel good looking at where we are now and where we're headed.
I have to believe that you're confident that you can have a Stanley Cup, another one in this town, still with the remaining core players, Kane, Taves, Keith, Seabrook. Crow's got just one more year left. What convinces you, as their time goes forward and they get older, that you can accomplish that?
Well, simply, last year was the best year for Patrick and Jonathan. They both had their best careers at the age of 30.
Yeah, but could they do that again? I mean, are the odds that they're going to do that again? And this year?
Well, if we were sitting here a year ago, would you have to, you can't predict the future. None of us know that. So I guess there's the reason for optimism is because they just showed us that they're still elite players. And even if some people were doubting them, I think they proved that you can doubt all you want, but these guys have a lot of pride. They work at their games very hard, and we're going to surround them with some pieces to help them be better as well. So it's not just about two or three or four players. This is a team sport. And I think we saw, you know, the team that won the Cup last year. I don't think anyone would have predicted that, you know, midway through the season. So our sport is different than other sports. I think there's a lot of teams that are very, very similar in the standings. They're not, they have good players too, and it comes down to the right combination, and there's not a huge margin of difference between 10 teams and the next 10 teams. So for that reason, I think our sport is different than others. You should be looking at our team excited that we're going to be a competitive team, and you don't have necessarily the separation that some other sports might have. I think you need to be in the mix, and then once you get in that the group of playoff teams, the favorites sort of go out the window, and it's almost, you know, we've got some guys that know what it takes to win. Mm-hmm. They've won multiple times. So I think they can bring that to the table to some of our younger players that haven't experienced the winning, and we're looking to get to that point.
Here you now have Corey Crawford, who's had his health issues over the last couple of years, and you took a, I don't know if that was just a stroke of luck or genius, that here's another world-class goalie who's also had his own issues that you were able to get. Is that the absolute key to maybe returning to prominence, is making sure that those two guys are healthy, that they're the most important guys that you've got?
We need strong goaltending every night to be a good team. But then I think that allows you the ability for the other things to come together. It's harder for your team to come together if your goaltending is really struggling night after night. So I think I do have a lot of confidence that we've got a great tandem, whether it's Robin in net or Corey in net. Every night our goalies are going to give us a chance to be in that game and give our team the ability to come together as a group.
But the key issue here is, can Robin stay focused and away from the demons that he had? And can Corey stay healthy, because he has not been now for the last several years? That's the element here. Everybody knows their talents. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe people don't know Lehner's talents, but he's certainly a world-class type of goalie. People know Corey Crawford has won a couple of Stanley Cups. But the issues are, can they stay in one piece?
Well, they're no different than anybody else. I mean, there's no guarantees in life for anything. I think injuries are part of sports, so Corey's not immune from that, but neither is any other positional player. So I think the fact that we have two really high-level goalies, it's better than having just one. So from that perspective, we're not into predicting what's going to happen to each individual player, whether it's Leonard, Crawford, or Seabrook, Taves, Kane, Keith. There's a lot of players that some guys will get injured throughout the year. That's kind of the way sports go. But I feel better today knowing that we've got more than just Corey Crawford. We have more than just Robin Leonard. We've got the tandem that are both elite goaltenders. So we're in a better position than we were a year ago at this time. So that's, I think, our job in management is to give our team as many options and our coach as many players that could help the team. And then a lot of things are going to happen that we can't predict. So we're not in the prognostication business. We're trying to put as many pieces together that give ourselves the best chance to win.
I maintain this forever, for as long as I've been doing this, and it's now 45 years, that the most important guy in an organization is you. It's not the owner. It's not the coach. It's the general manager who has to go out and find those players. You could have the greatest coach in the world, and you did in Joel Quenneville. But if you don't have the players, you're not going to win.
I don't know if it's the most. It's certainly critical. I think that our job is to find players through the draft, through trades, through free agency. That's kind of the lifeblood of your organization, is having the talent. And then you've got to have someone that can tap into that talent and get that talent to come together as a team. And so I think it's a combination. I don't know if it's one, if a coach is more important, or if the manager is more important, or if the ownership is. I think, you know, Rocky and John, they kind of set the tone for how we want to do things in terms of, you know, they are very supportive of all the endeavors that we try to bring to them to be a team that treats our players well. That's something that gives us a lot of freedom. You know, I think that comes from the top. So if you had a different ownership group, if you didn't have Rocky's support and John's guidance and his innovation, you know, we wouldn't be the organization we were. So it's not all about me, or it's not all about the coach. I think that's why we've had success. We've had, from the top down, I've seen when you don't have that, you know, the organizations that don't have that support and cohesion from the top to the manager to the coach, those organizations are struggling right now.
So you bring in some more goaltending help, you add some grittiness, you bring back a very popular player, you upgrade your defense. Is this a Stanley Cup contender next season?
I think it is. That's what we're trying to build here. And you look at last year, the things that we didn't do well. I think we've made several moves to strengthen those areas. And we're now looking to be a better team. We had some aspects of our team that were very strong last year, but not enough of them. And that's why our team wasn't able to make a strong enough push. I think we've made strides to shore up those weaknesses. And when you put it all together, this team has to come together. We have new players, so that's the thing. It's not just about always the most talented team. It's the team that plays as a team. And I think that's what we have the makings of. It's going to take some time for these new players to come together. But I like the mixture. We've got a lot more competitiveness, and I think those guys are going to buy into their role. And when that happens, I think your team can reach new levels.